It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. 50 years ago this year, a public radio station was started. In these humble beginnings, we have our station manager, Ken Dudzik, who at the time, 50 years ago, was, I believe, in his early 70s.
I was just thinking, where was I 50 years ago? I was somewhere, I can tell you that.
That you were, I imagine. If Barney had been invented, you would have been playing with a little Barney doll. Ken Dudzik joins us today. Ken, with this 50-year celebration, and we're going to have things kind of going on all year as we celebrate throughout the entire year. I've been teasing it all morning long, so I do want to get to the big announcement, but before that happens, what does it mean having public radio? And we are one of the charter stations in the country when the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was created and when those things came out of the government in 1969. We were an original, and here we are still providing to the community.
Well, what it says is the community support has been there for 50 years strong and still going strong. And it's fantastic. The community has supported us with we always talk about during pledge drives that it's, about 70% of our funding comes from the public. So without the listeners out there, we couldn't be doing what we're doing today. And to say we're talking about 50 years is really, really amazing. I was looking at an old news article from September 15th, 1969, the day we launched. And it was $40,000 a year to operate the radio station back then.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah, those were the good old days.
$40,000 a year, that's about a third of your salary, isn't it?
Well, it's about a quarter, sure, right. But just amazing where we've come in a long time. And it's fun to be celebrating this year. Like I said, the 15th of September is our 50th anniversary at 10 a.m. to be exact. The switch was flipped, and we are bringing in a superstar in broadcasting. Susan Stamberg will be coming to Omaha on September the 25th. KIOS, along with the Joslin, are really excited to be bringing her to town for an evening with Susan Stamberg. And it's going to be part of our 50th birthday week, so to speak. She's excited to be coming to Omaha. She's really, as you know, has a background with the arts and is really excited to be going to the Joslin. So
yeah, in fact, her son is an actor and he appears in a lot of TV series and things like that. So she's been involved in the arts for a great deal of time. Of course, she's won about every major broadcast award one can win.
Yeah, absolutely. The Edward R. Murrow Award. She's in two Broadcasting Hall of Fames. She's done just about everything. And, had that 14-year run on All Things Considered where she was the first woman nightly news anchor in the United States. So we're really excited to have her. Her birthday's in September, too.
No kidding.
So she's going to be celebrating with us, and we're going to celebrate with her. But September 25th, the tickets for members pre-sale will go on sale July 6th at KIOS.org and then to the public on July 13th. It's at 7 o'clock, the 25th of September, at the Joslin Art Museum. They have been fabulous over there. They're very excited to have Susan come to town along with us. So we're excited to partner on this and bring Susan to town, one of NPR's greatest, one of the greatest in the country.
Well, that's pretty neat. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard rumors that there's also going to be, is it a pre or a post party where we might have a chance to shake hands with Susan and get a picture?
Right. There'll be two tiers of tickets. We have the $25 ticket that will go on sale for the talk, the interview session with her. And then there will be a VIP reception afterwards, and those tickets are $50 for a meet and greet with Susan. We will have a limited amount of tickets for that.
Sure.
We're looking at 50 tickets for the VIP reception for right after her session. And so those are going to go fast, but plenty of seating for the general performance, if you will.
Sure.
At 7 o'clock, the 25th of September. And again, the tickets will be for KIOS and Joslin members will go on sale July 6th and to the general public on July the 13th. All of our information will be at KIOS.org.
And when you say they go on sale July 6th, that's a no-kidding thing. I mean, right at midnight transitions into from July 5th to July 6th, right at midnight, boom, tickets are available, so
right.
Might want to have a candlelight vigil, something to stay up and
tailgate.
And, yeah, sure, and make sure you can get your tickets. You can camp out in front of your computer if you like, and take care of that. That's very exciting.
It is.
And to have such a celebrity and such an accomplished journalist and person to come in and speak is quite a coup.
Right. You know, we started discussing how we want to celebrate our birthday this year, back in January, I guess. And, you know, we said, let's go for the best. We went to NPR and said, is Susan Stamberg available? And it happened quickly. And boom, she's excited to be here. And we're excited to have her. All the information, again, will be on KIOS.org.
Outstanding. Ken, thank you so much for stopping by. It's really nice to meet you. Morning Edition continues right now.